Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever you mind. I spent my childhood on the shores of Cobbessey Lake in central Maine. It was an idyllic life, living at the end of a dead-end dirt road with the sounds of loons and frogs lulling me to sleep every night, after a long day of swimming, biking, and general childhood summer camp dreams. Children somehow gravitate toward one another at that age, and it doesn't seem like a miracle that two kids of the same age who live on the same camp road would become lifelong friends. You see, we lived there year-round, but farther up the road there was a family from Massachusetts that owned a cottage. I met them on the other side of the lake one day, while on a picnic, and their son and I instantly were inseparable. After years of sleepovers and trips to a place called Peabody, not Peabody, my friend Mike and I both inherited second families. It was easy, considering how much we had in common. You see, we both loved movies. I mean, we were obsessed with them. Some kids draw pictures of little trees and a happy family in their free time. We copied the lobby posters from Christine and Evil Dead. The cinema was our school, and we studied hard. Mike went along in life, and as life does, we haven't seen each other much. But as with family, the bond is always there. Mike lives on the West Coast now and has started a family. But they were up to the lake last week, and I had a chance to see them. And it got me thinking about the good old days. I remembered meeting Mike on Picnic Rock those years ago, and the progression of events that led up to me sitting on his porch 30 years later, holding his baby boy. In my mind, there was music playing along in the background, just like it was a movie. So, Mike, you inspired me to put together this mixtape of 80s movie montage themes. I call it Top Gun's Better Off Dead at Summer Camp. Hold on, I need to fix the chain on my bike.
Disassemble! Dead!
Hey, slow down!
No disassemble!
Thank you. course not. He's twice your size. Your clothes would never fit him.
Yeah?
Think before you ask these questions, Mitch. 20 points higher than me? Thinks a big guy like that can wear his clothes?
Dreaming takes you nowhere. It's time. a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one.
Gee, I'm real sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
It gets in your eyes, it's making you cry, don't know what to do. from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
My creation. Science.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Science. Science.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. It's a social excuse to make you